A fellowship is a group of people that join together for a common purpose or an interest. And so I'm going to look a little bit more about that this morning. Sorry, I do have to click out my phone. When looking at fellowship, some of you might recognise this. This is the Fellowship of the Ring from the Lord of the Rings, for all your great series. And in this fellowship, there were nine people, because they weren't all people. There was one elf, one dwarf, two men, four hobbits, and one wizard that joined together to be the Fellowship of the Ring. And they came together despite their differences and with one common purpose. So the Fellowship of the Ring was formed as a brotherhood amongst members of the various free peoples of the Middle Earth. And its purpose was to take the One Ring to Mordor so that it would be cast into the fires of Mount Doom, so that it would be destroyed and ultimately kill the Dark Lord Sauron.
Okay.
Yes.
And now
we have to remember that all this is the Fellowship of the Ring, right? That even though they all lived as free peoples in the Middle Earth, generally they wouldn't mix together, all right? So they largely lived and acted independently of each other, and some, in the case of elves and dwarfs, were actually had active animosity towards each other, and yet they were brought together for one common purpose. And so this morning, I want to look at a little bit at Acts chapter 2, which is one of our key verses for the ministries, the fellowship of believers.
Yeah.
And what that means to us. And you can see, this is Acts chapter 2. You can read it in your Bibles if you can't see the screen. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer, and everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Now, the importance of fellowship to the church can be seen first in the fact that fellowship occurred naturally as a result of an established, as the church was established. So no one came to these disciples at Pentecost and said, well, now Pentecost has happened, now the Holy Spirit is here, you need to practice fellowship. No, right? Because the Holy Spirit had come upon these people and they'd formed an inner unity as believers, their natural inclination was to exercise that unity and that fellowship outwardly. And I would suggest that there are three elements to fellowship. There's fellowship with God that we enjoy as part of our salvation. There's fellowship with each other that we experience as part of the body of Christ. And then there's fellowship where God has brought us together despite all of our differences, despite all of our different weaknesses and backgrounds and everything, for one common purpose.
Right.
He has brought us together.
Right.
So whatever hobbits and elves and dwarves and whatever are here amongst us, God has brought us all together from all of our different backgrounds, whether we would naturally mix together or not. He's brought us together as a fellowship for one common purpose. Now, the Bible makes it clear that our fellowship in Christ should lead to unity. And I'll encourage you to read some of these Bible verses. The fact that we share in Christ is the most important thing about us. It's a bond that we need to continually take to heart and practice. Even when we join, when we come together on the first Sunday of every month for communion, that is us declaring our fellowship with each other, our common bond as a family in Christ Jesus. So I'd encourage you this year, you know, if you haven't yet made it, on a Sunday, a first Sunday of every month at 9:30, come as a family together and let us approach the table together in an act of fellowship. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, it says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but to the interests of others." So why is fellowship important for us as believers? It's what God created us to enjoy. We were created for fellowship. We were made in God's image. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit enjoys fellowship with himself, relationship within that Trinity. And we are created to reflect God's character by having a relationship with him and with others. And people can see the difference. People can see when we are in relationship with each other in Christ Jesus. Right. There is a noticeable difference. And Jesus himself prayed before in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying for all the disciples, he prayed that we would be in him just as he was with the Father, that we would all be united together. And when we are working together in unity, we are bringing glory to God because we're fulfilling that creative design that he had for us to enjoy fellowship. We need each other. Sorry. We live in a world that's hostile to God, towards God, and towards believers. And the life in Christ requires perseverance. God says that it's him who stands firm to the end that will be saved, but it's our job to help each other to get there. Right. You know, loving our brothers and sisters in Christ is repeatedly commanded so that we might encourage each other to run the race well, so that we might not fall away, so that we can get help in times of weakness, and so that we can model the character of God to each other. So that in that unity, we might all grow up into what Christ Jesus has wants from us and in us. That's not to say that relationships are easy. And even in the Fellowship of the Ring, you know, that those nine, they had their moments. Each of them had their moments. Even Sam and Frodo, they fell out for a while. And we know that relationships are difficult. Otherwise, the New Testament wouldn't be full of instructions for us to get on with each other. I said, I'm just going to flick through some very, very quickly, but you can have a copy of this if you want. It says, "Be at peace with each other. Wash one another's feet. Love one another. Be devoted to one another. Honor one another above yourselves. Live in harmony with one another." And there's more. It says, "Stop passing judgment on one another. Accept one another. Agree with one another. Wait for each other. Have equal concern for each other. Serve one another. Don't be conceited, provoking and envying each other. Carry each other's burdens. Bear with one another in love. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Submit to one another. Do not lie to each other. Teach and admonish one another. Encourage one another. Build each other up. Be kind to each other. Spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Do not slander one another. Don't grumble against each other. Confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other. Offer hospitality to each other. And clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. They're just a few. They are, but that shows the importance of our relationship and our unity with each other. Practically, fellowship is about attitude and action. We are one body that has been called to spur one another on, to love one another, to be with one another and with the Lord. And like every aspect of our faith, we have to work at it. We need to actively love our brothers and sisters in Christ and pursue unity and overcome disunity together. Back to the... that's the one. Sam and Frodo. Right. So, the truth is, in the Fellowship of the Ring, I know all the glory goes to Frodo for throwing that ring in the fire, right? But the truth is that Sam was the hero of that story. If Sam hadn't been there, Frodo wouldn't have got very far at all. And in one classic scene, Sam says to Frodo, "I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you." And that's our instruction for each other. We may not be able to carry each other's burdens, but we can carry each other up. We can hold each other up. We may not know the struggles that each and every person is going through, but we can bear each other up in love and in grace. But there's more. There's the third part. We've talked about unity with God, we've talked about unity with each other, but there's more. Fellowship is the translation of the Greek word, I can't even pronounce it, koinonia. And you need somebody more, a professor, to pronounce it correctly. But that's the word. And it's used 19 times in the New Testament, right? And it's translated as fellowship and communion, contribution, sharing, participation, right? But when we look at the word closely, right, it shows that action is always included in the meaning of fellowship. Right. It's not about just being together, having nice cups of tea and whatever. It's about doing together. Right. We have a relationship of being in Christ, and we also have a relationship of being part of Christ's body. But fellowship is more than just being in or being a part. But fellowship is doing with. It's us joining together. Doing with Christ. It's partnering with Christ in fulfilling God's will. So you could say, this another definition, that fellowship is a relationship of inner unity amongst believers that expresses itself in outer co-participation with Christ and one another in accomplishing God's will on earth. It's not just about us being together, it's about doing together. So, as a top fellowship of believers, Rilla, what is our common purpose? Right? And this is our mission statement, our top mission statement. And it says that as a body of believers, that we exist The Temple of Praise exists to build up a body of believers who love God and each other in order so that we can transform communities. And that is our fellowship statement. Fellowship with God, fellowship with each other, active participation together for that mission of transforming communities. Every community that we're a part of, where we work, where we live, where we play, whether it's here, whether it's abroad across the world, that's our active goal. And for that, we need to use all our abilities, all our gifts, to make him known, to usher in God's kingdom. We need to pull together and to work together for a common purpose. You know, when I was thinking about this last night, when we were building the church across the road, right? And when we were in the building, and it was derelict. You know, we were just, as a church body, we were just all together. We might as well have just lived together, right? And, you know, we worshipped together, we prayed together. When there was Bible study, you were all there and we were all there together. Then we came together to build the church over the road. Everyone, it didn't matter how young or how old we were all there, pregnant ones alike, everyone. We were all just in the building, painting, some were laying plaster, some were doing pipes, some were doing windows, whatever we could put our hands to, we were all doing it together. It was a common purpose. And out of that grew a deeper unity and a deeper bonding and a deeper friendship between each and every one of us. And I am convinced that many of us that have been in the church for a long time are here because of the bonds and the fellowship that was developed amongst us in that common purpose of building together. And so I'll encourage you all to let us build together. Let us do everything together in 2018. Let us develop our fellowship as a church group, our fellowship with God through the prayer times and the joint Bible studies and communion and coming together for worship. Let us develop our fellowship with each other in unity through love and through common purpose. And let us build together so that we can see God's kingdom come. You know, I was laughing at this. This is the women last year, and we're having a little tug of war on our women's day out. And Ela had taken off her shoes at this point. But the point is, right, I was looking at it and I was thinking, when you are all focused on one common goal of defeating the enemy, I'm not saying which side is the enemy here, right? But when you're all focused on one common goal, the differences don't matter amongst you, right? It doesn't matter whether you're young or old or whatever, right? All of you are just pulling together to defeat the opposite side. And that's what we are. Well, if our focus is pulling together to oppose the enemy's kingdom, right, and to see God's kingdom victorious, then the differences amongst us won't matter so much. Now, back to the Fellowship of the Ring. Each of them were different, but each of them had skills and abilities and strengths of character that were needed to fulfill the final purpose. Right? But each of them also came with their weaknesses, and this is us. Each and every one of us comes with our own weaknesses and flaws, but we also come with God's amazing abilities and gifts and strengths amongst us. And together, we are a formidable force that will see God's kingdom expanded in this community on this earth. And just as a final thing, I said before about the elves and the dwarves not getting on together. But in a famous scene in the Fellowship of the Ring. They're standing side by side on the wall in the midst of the battle, and Gimli the dwarf turns to Legolas the elf and says, "Never, I never thought I'd die fighting side by side with an elf." And Legolas turns to him and says, "What about side by side with a friend?"
Oh.
And he says, I could do that."
Oh.
Right? And you might not have seen yourself in fellowship with all of these people, but let's stand side by side as a fellowship of friends and see what God will achieve with us for his common purpose.
Amen. Powerful, powerful word. Thank you so much. So guys, we're stuck with each other. So let's love each other and support each other and enjoy.